After 8 months of deliberations, the Victoria Saanich Citizens Assembly has recommended that the municipalities of Victoria and Saanich amalgamate. They concluded that the two communities should amalgamate, and it was the overwhelming preference, said Peter McLeod, chair of the assembly. The group of 48 randomly selected residents reached their conclusion after weighing the costs, benefits, and challenges of a merger, guided by public input, expert testimonies, and internal deliberations. The assembly, which held its final meeting on April 5, also proposed that both municipal councils and the province fund a comprehensive information campaign ahead of a public referendum on the issue, scheduled for the 2026 municipal elections. At the closing ceremony, members presented a draft version of their final report, which will be formally submitted to the municipalities in May. The report will include a detailed rationale for the municipal fusion and a list of the issues considered. Additionally, the report will contain several dozen other recommendations that pertain to what the Assembly believes are the benefits of amalgamation, including better transportation, as well as combining police and fire services, said McLeod. Victoria Mayor Marianne Alto thanked the Volunteer Assembly for their work and insight. "It's going to be a wonderful opportunity to see the final report," she said at the event. Saanich Town. Susan Bryce, speaking on behalf of Mayor Dean Murdoch, also recognized the Assembly's efforts. "We're entering a new era, one that requires us to be more creative and efficient in serving the best interests of residents, and we look forward to seeing the final report." Although the group's recommendation is not binding, both Victoria and Saanich councils have committed to reviewing the report. If both councils agree, they will move forward with organizing the referendum. The next step in the process is for the councils to review the Assembly's findings and decide whether to endorse the recommendation for a public vote. If both councils approve, a referendum could be held during the 2026 municipal elections. Ravi Kallone, BC's Minister of Housing and Municipal Affairs, told Victoria News he looks forward to hearing from citizens should the referendum pass in favor of the municipal merger. "If this is something those two governments want to consider, that's something they should be bringing forward," said Callan on April 7. "The province doesn't intend to have any sort of oversight or role to force that through. If this is something they want to pursue, we certainly would consider it, but again, this is in their court." If the referendum passes in both communities, McLeod said this would trigger an election for a unified council in 2030. "If residents support the amalgamation, it's still a ways off," he said. "It's not something that's going to happen tomorrow. Residents of both communities may have the opportunity now, and during the referendum, to learn more, and understand the benefits or disadvantages of amalgamation and hopefully have a chance to express themselves." For more information about the Assembly, visit victoriasaanich.ca. All sessions and materials from the deliberation have been made available to the public on the website.